Federal, state, and Kanawha County health officials met yesterday in U.S. Senator Joe Manchin's Washington, D.C. office to pin down plans for more studies on the January 9th chemical spill at Freedom Industries. As Dave Mistich reports, the announcement comes as a relief to those who've been pressing for this development since almost day one.
Officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institute of Health, and the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources were part of the meeting. The CDC denied requests for animal studies at the end of June, but Dr. Raul Gupta of the Kanawha-Charleston Health Department reports the National Toxicology Program will spend $750,000 to over $1 million on the studies. He says they'll take up to a year to complete and will address health implications on humans of the spilled chemicals. Gupta says that while the CDC's early drinking water standard was sufficient at the time, he's been calling for more information since the earliest moments of the crisis. He says the manufacturer's studies on MCHM exposure were for industry and regulatory purposes only and should not be applied to human health.
We need to make sure that while these initial industry data was adequate enough initially, because that's all we had to develop a screening level, you know, on an emergency basis, we must go back to the laboratory.
Gupta points to studies conducted by his own organization, as well as the DHHR in conjunction with the CDC. Studies that show that somewhere between 1 in 5 and a third of residents affected reported health symptoms related to the spill.
Lots of data and studies have been established since that demonstrate that it seems that significant exposure may have happened. In that light, what we have been talking about is having some way of having a surveillance system in place that will take into account the long-term impact, if any exists, on human health.
The CDC is also committed to visit West Virginia within the next 2 months to start crafting a long-term health monitoring program. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.